KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Arizona Coyotes are coming to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors unanimously voted to approve the move this afternoon. This new hockey franchise owned by Ryan Smith will be playing in Utah by next season. I'm KSL News Radio's Claire Scott.
Second, the jury has now been selected for former President Trump's trial. They need a half a dozen alternate jurors, and they're ready for opening arguments. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Heads up, downtown Salt Lake City drivers. Emergency crews have responded to a two-car crash at State Street and 500 South. Also, KSL traffic trooper Mark saying there is a crash on SR 193 at the intersection of University Avenue in Layton Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
From below average in the 50s to above average in the 60s, I'm Devin Mishuli.
It's 55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people has been seated in the criminal hush money porn star trial of former President Trump. They also chose one alternate and have five more to pick. ABC's John Santucci.
This schedule is completely, totally out of Donald Trump's hands. He wanted to go to the Supreme Court hearing on his efforts to delay the January 6th efforts to overturn case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Judge Merchan said, nope. You're a defendant in New York County criminal court here. You are staying in the state of New York.
New sanctions have been slapped on Iran by the U.S. and U.K., but they're mostly on companies and people already under older sanctions. At least 15 members of the famous Kennedy political family showed up in Philadelphia with President Biden to endorse him for re-election. Starbucks says it aims to reduce plastic waste by introducing new disposable single-use cups for cold drinks that contain up to 20% less plastic. This is ABC News.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. The man accused of killing four Idaho college students has finally offered his alibi for the night of the murders. Brian Koberger says in the early hours of November 13th, 2022, he was out on a hike in the middle of the night. Joining me live, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. So, Alex, a hike?
Well, here's the thing. So under Idaho law, this was a deadline yesterday for his attorneys. If they are going to present an alibi, they had to give it to the court, let the court know what it was going to be, who they were going to call to support that alibi. That is a unique law in Idaho that they have to present that way ahead of. We don't even know when a trial is going to be. They haven't set the date for it. Next month, they're going to argue about change of venue. But there was this deadline to present it. So they are going to say that he likes to take long drives overnight, go hiking and running in the wilderness, saying that he was in a park like 20 miles away, that cell phone data will show he was driving away from Moscow, Idaho. But being in a rural area, Jeff, this is going to be hard to pinpoint exactly where he was. There's a tower in Moscow, there's a tower in Pullman where they say he was, and generally that's all they're going to know, not an exact location because of the lack of cell towers in that area. So that's going to be a fight. Both sides are going to say they've got the experts to say where he was. But back to the other part of it, that his team is going to claim that he was out on a aimless drive looking at the stars. That we're talking 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. His phone was then turned off or out of range. Prosecutors say turned off or put into airplane mode just during that period when the murders happened and then came back on right after the murders and he was leaving the Moscow area. There's a lot of evidence the defense is going to have to deal with. DNA, that was his DNA on the knife sheath that was found at the home, and surveillance cameras and whatnot. So this is just one part of it, but his side is going to claim, that he was just out getting away that early morning and wasn't even around.
So when's this trial supposed to begin?
No idea. They've got to argue now over, are they going to move it? His team wants it out of Moscow. They want to go somewhere else. Prosecutors are saying no, they can get a fair trial in Moscow, but still no trial date.
All right, thanks a lot, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone with the latest on the Idaho University murders.